Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on BBSRadio.com. We're on Station 2 tonight, and it is Paranormal Friday. So if you would like to call in with your weird and wonderful stories and get Ron's input and maybe some sample clearings and some guidance on what more extensive clearings you might need to alleviate your situation, we would love to hear from you. So tonight the numbers are listed under the Station 2 play button. So if you're in the U.S. and Canada, there's a toll-free number listed as line 1, and that's 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, let's see, line 3, try that. It's area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, and I guess this is the first show we've been back on live since Ron was in L.A. for the Conscious Life Expo. So any new listeners, we'd love to welcome you who perhaps found Ron for the first time this weekend. So before we get into a few announcements, Ron, do you want to come on and say hi and maybe talk a little bit about the expo? We have a few people asking about how that was who probably were not able to attend this one.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. A lot of neat things happened. I did a spirit integration for clones at one of my workshops, so that was neat. A lot of people felt the energy come into them. Oh, I'm still trying to kind of sort that out a little bit, because some people didn't appear to be cloned out all the way, but they still had something coming into them that was maybe an attachment or something. So I'm just trying to figure that one out here. But yeah, that was quite interesting to watch people change and to feel the energy in the room change completely. So it was quite something. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you weren't able to come to the expo this past weekend in L.A., there is, of course, another one coming up very soon in New York, the New Life Expo, and that will be in March, toward the end of March, and that's the 22nd through the 24th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and let's see, Ron will be there those 3 days with the Light Infusion Chamber and his booth and many more talks, lectures, workshops, and so forth. And I'm trying to pull the website up here. I just had it, and it's eluding me now. But if you're on the East Coast or you can get to New York, it's kind of it's a wonderful chance to meet Ron in person if you haven't already. Enjoy the Light Infusion Chamber and listen to his free lectures. I guess all of them are free there. Are they in New York, Ron, like they are in L.A.?
Yeah, that is correct. They're all free.
Okay, great. All right, so that's you can save the date on that one, the 22nd through the 24th. And I guess the other thing we wanted to mention before we jump into your questions is that the Sunday intensives will be starting up again this weekend, Sunday the 17th. That'll be number 2 of 3, and then the 24th will be the final one. So, Ron, in case we do have some new listeners from the expo, perhaps this would be the time to just mention what these intensives are, because not everyone's going to know.
Sure, yeah, this is where we release the parasitic life forms that are extraterrestrial, alien, that reside in us. We could do one right now, in fact. Let's do one that is associated with your skin layers. So these look like little ants, sort of, alien life forms that are kind of crawling around in you. So let's get rid of those here, at least the ones that we can find anyway right now, just for the short little session. So here we go. So, releasing them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and you might actually feel your skin changing slightly. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get rid of the poisons. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll get rid of the waste products. And just see how your skin is feeling. Maybe you're getting warmer right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good. Now we'll get rid of the dead carcasses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, another thing that we were going to mention, Ron, and I forgot just a moment ago, is that there's some new videos up on your YouTube page. Do you want to tell people about those?
Yeah, they're put up by Mr. Oxygen a few days ago here. It was from the last New York Expo that we had. And it was in October, so that was when we were doing decloning of people. And you can watch them go through the process there. Quite interesting. And this is what people normally see. I think we had some good shots of the people who came up to the front to experience that. So just kind of watch it, and you might see them twitch or jerk a little bit. You might see their clothes changing, height changing, energy changing of their bodies as they go through the process here of having the replicas released from them. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, I wanted to mention that if you do have any questions or experiences for the show tonight, you can send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and which I had up, and it's jumping all over the place. I'm trying to get it back. And I know we ran the archive on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, of the show from the, I think it was January 20th, where Ron talked about the new free clone infusion clearing, and there are a bunch of requests on there. So I just wanted to let all of you know I will get that link to you later tonight. So thanks for sending those in. We have quite a few. And I think I heard a beep. Do we have a caller?
Party.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, did you have a question for Ron?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about something I've seen in Colorado.
Okay.
Oh, good. What did you see?
Well, I was up at Dot Zero. So it's not a, I was up above Glenwood, Colorado. It's called Dot Zero, and I spent 2 days in the military flying over me.
And could you speak up just a little bit? Maybe come a little closer to your microphone. It's a little fuzzy and faint.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was up at Dot Zero. Up above Glenwood Canyon.
All right.
And I seen a bunch of lights one night. And the military circled me for 3 days. I had them flying over, and they come down one time in the in a big dually helicopter, the great big helicopter, the dual blade, and they shot at something, and they flew off. But what I seen coming out of that canyon was like red, green, blue, and white lights.
Yeah, a lot of those do look that way. The ones that are probably maybe built here, I would think. A lot of them do have flashing lights. Did they flash off and on?
No, there was no. This is like at about 1 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the night, out of the canyon.
And did they scan you with any type of scanning devices?
No, dig this, man. I got a pop-up camper, right? A pop-up, and there was something stuck his finger in the side of my canvas in my pop-up that night. And I stood up with my 45 and my 12 gauge. And I yelled, you know, and told them, you know, hey, somebody, you know, say something. And they didn't really say nothing. And the next morning, I'm surrounded by military. I got military flew over me for 3 days. That's right, at 11,000 feet, dog zero. And I watched them come down in a big helicopter, and it was like rapid fire, you know, boom, 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 boom. Like, and they flew down and they shot something and they took off with it. And that's all I know. But
so you felt the finger of alien come into you, into your camper then, in a sense, and then the helicopters came and dealt with it then.
Yeah, man, it was the weirdest thing you ever seen. My son was with me the night before, and his mother, his mom came up and got him. And I stayed there the night it happened. He was asleep. But I know what I seen. And I had a whole crap load of nothing military just around me. And sticking their fingers at me. And I watched the helicopter come down and rapid shot on something. Boom, 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 boom. And took off with something, or I don't know what. But when I got old deputy sheriff that lived beside me there at Parachute, Colorado, and he's like, that never happened. He said they'd be informed if they was live fire, if they used, you know, live fire. And it never happened, but yeah, it did. But I had something that night, man. I had a dog forever, and that dog cowered in the corner of my pop up, and this son of a bitch, whatever, was at my camper, and there's nothing, no tree around me, and it was like ET, man, big stinking finger sticking inside of my canvas. And I stood up with my 45 and I had my 45 Ruger and my 12 gauge, and I told her there's somebody out there, get away. And that morning, there was nothing but military that covered me for 2 days solid. And I mean, flying over nonstop. the Heart Zero.
So, are you wondering what this was, or you know what it was, or what would you like to ask Ron about it?
Oh, it was something. It was something that the military wouldn't ever have been there. I mean, they were there that morning. They were sticking their fingers at me, flying by, you know, like at a 90-degree angle, flying over me and pointing at me. And the sheriff, you know, when I got back home, I just wanted it never happened. You know, it wasn't. Yeah, if there was any live fire, but.
Well, it sounds like the military was there to probably look after your interests so that this thing wouldn't come after you, I would think, maybe after that. Or maybe they could have thought maybe that it maybe was with you or something, but it doesn't, it looks like I don't see any energy with you from this creature. That's good. And feels like they're probably tracking it, and it happened to come to your location, and they're probably already tracking it. That's kind of what I get a hit on. Yeah, that could be a very a scary thing. Oh, so thank you for calling for this, you know, information. Quite interesting. Yeah, it's definitely a paranormal experience.
Oh, yeah, and it was like, I seen one other thing in Arkansas. I seen the biggest, blackest object fly up bull shows, like the size of Bob. I don't know, it was probably 200-400 feet wide, black. And flew up the lake and never made a sound. That's true.
Okay, well, yeah, there's a lot of strange things out there, so, boy. Well, thank you for calling. I'm sure that the listening people are quite intrigued with that here. So, very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah. You bet, man.
Okay, we'll see you later. Thank you for calling.
You bet.
Okay, so
all
everybody,
right.
You may have had something like that happen to you also. Who knows? It's quite interesting when you see something that you can't explain, and you wonder what it is. It could probably frighten you for a long time. So let's do a clearing here for fear for this gentleman who called. And anyone else who may have had something happen that they can't explain, you may still be looking at a situation that you could be into fear. So we'll do a fear clearing. Here we go. So think of a situation that may have come over you or happened to you because of something like this, something that's really unexplainable out of the normal daily living here. So here we go. One, taking away that fear. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a clearing here for, since it was Valentine's Day yesterday, people may have someone who they thought about that's no longer with them, could be an animal or a pet even, or a person. So you may still be feeling maybe like having the blues or upset, emotional problems maybe, or just something where you're just not feeling right because that person is no longer with you. Or pet or animal. So here we go. Here's a clearing for that. Here we go. So that could be like a loneliness energy. Releasing that from everybody. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So we have a few questions kind of off topic, but I'm going to read them because they are things that many of us might be wondering around about. And somebody was asking about the skin misting water that you charge for us, Ron, and also the peaceful sleeping water that you often charge for us also to drink at night before we go to bed. And they were just wondering how long these two waters last.
Okay, the one that you're drinking to go to sleep with is just for that one night. And then the other one could last for probably a couple of days. So we'll just say 2 days on it, the day that you charge it and the day after.
Okay.
And from there, the energy in it would not be active for you.
Okay, and then just extending on that question a little, when we do water charging on your website, and for those of you who are not familiar with Ron's website, you can go on and charge water for, I believe it's $1, and you can charge it for all kinds of things, and Ron's website is creationlightship.com, creation, L-I-G-H-T, ship, S-H-I-P, all one word, .com. When we do it that way, Ron, it's just the same apply, it's that day and the next day, or
yeah, that is correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. And then we had another question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com from somebody who lost their dog today, or very recently, and the dog's name is Candy, and they did the deceased loved ones clearing for their dog, Candy, and the lady just wants to verify that Candy's okay.
Yeah, it looks fine. No problem whatsoever. Looks very good.
Okay.
So the dog is in quarantine. No problem. Looks fine. Nothing. The dog will not get taken by the alien, so it's fine.
Great. Wonderful. All right. So we have another question over at clsquestions@yahoo.com from somebody. It's kind of a long email, so I'm not going to read the whole thing out. But they're having a situation where they're having people kind of annoying them a lot and coughing on them a lot and stuff. And they're wondering what they need to clear to stop this from happening.
Coughing on you. Wow. That's something. Boy.
And also coughing very loudly around them, I guess, too.
Man, it's not like they're trying to put you into their timeline. That's what I would say. I've been noticing sometimes when they want to put you into another timeline, since you could be peaceful with where you are, then what they'll do is maybe bring forth a child, a young child, or a baby, and they'll start maybe having a crying fit or something, or just unruly people, and that can pop you into that timeline. So I would say that would be probably what they're trying to do, is to jerk you off your timeline and put you into another one. So they're having all these distractions to do that. So that's probably the reason why they're doing that. I don't know what clearing to do other than timeline crashes for that particular situation. That'd probably be the best thing. Just go and do the timeline crashing for people coughing or distracting you or loud noises or something. That would get you away from those timelines and probably get them off of them also. Oh, back to you, Kat, Carrie.
And I was thinking also maybe the billboard clearing, Ron.
Yeah, maybe the billboard is attracting things that way, too. Psychic billboard clearing.
So, Yeah, I don't know what you'd put on that or what you'd erase, you know, perhaps erase attracting, irritating people and events or something, and then put on there something like, I'm not open to being coughed on, I'm not open to be harassed by others or something like that. I don't know, Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Maybe the people are sick, and so maybe you need to put that on there, that maybe they're trying to make you sick to get into their timeline. Could go different directions, but yeah, that would probably work, that you want to stay in peace. You want to be not connected to timelines causing illness, sickness, and distractions.
Yeah, we have a few people writing into the fast chat that the timeline crash it also, so everyone's on the same page here, it looks like. Okay, so, all right, so I don't have any other questions right now. So if you guys want to send in a question, please type it into the clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I will keep an eye on that inbox. So in the meantime, let's see, Ron, we're at 1:30. What would you like to do now? Let's,
we'll do a sample clearing here. Let's do one for... since we had Valentine's Day, there could be a lot of energy there from past relationships or people that are no longer in your life. And so let's just do something for that to bring in peace. So let's bring in peace energy for that day. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. You can bring up the light beat on the monitor screen, too. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll do one also for abandonment. Here we go. So, one, two, releasing this energy from you. Remember, think of a situation or maybe the person, pet or animal. So abandonment clearing, so this will help you feel better. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Repeating that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. All right, Carrie, I guess back to you.
Okay. Okay, so let me look. I'm just looking at the fast chat. I'm not seeing any questions either places right now. Let's do a
clearing for the alien oxygen here. So here we go. So that's on the website. It's a free clearing. We'll give everybody a little sample of that in case you haven't tried that out here. So here we go. Stronger. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale a few times here. And we'll get rid of those alien codes that are in the oxygen that's harming you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I know we told people before to, you know, if they have some friends that just kind of don't understand what's happening now with the timelines, you may want to do the 2,000-year darkness barcode on your friends. The timelines now are still shifting, so if you find yourself walking and foot goes down lower than what it should go, maybe half an inch lower or even higher, kind of like you're walking on invisible steps up and down, that's happening. If you feel like don't have any stability around you, that's because timelines are shifting also. You might even be able to see through holograms, seeing maybe a different hologram coming into play, like in slow motion before it actually comes here. one stops, another one begins. You might feel your car driving down the road, and it feels like it's kind of like not really touching the ground. It's a very smooth, unhampered feeling. You might even realize that you could be missing on-ramps and off-ramps. That can cause that. Oops, I think we got a beep, Carrie.
Yeah, I think we did. Hi, is somebody on the line?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. It's Liz.
Hi.
How
you doing?
So, I'm okay. I actually was calling because this whole week felt very paranormal to me.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah. There was a whole thing with the meteor that was supposed to come, I think, within 17,000 feet of us, but it wasn't supposed to hit us. And then yesterday, apparently, there was this huge meteor that hit in Russia and actually ended up injuring, like, hundreds of people that nobody knew about. So despite this, I didn't actually know about this, but I was just having, like, the proverbial week from hell.
Uh-oh.
And I just wondered if that had anything to do with it, or should I be clearing these two sort of cosmic slams, that one which came very close to us and the other one which actually hit us, or if anybody else out there had experienced just kind of an emotionally difficult week. And then to top it all off, yesterday I had to go to the doctor's office for a procedure, and I just had this, like, really violent emotional reaction to it. So I'm just thinking, like, it just felt beyond weird. Like, the whole experience of it was just really unsettling. So just wondering if there was any sort of, I don't know, weird alien or past life connection to that.
Hmm. Yeah, I just feel like you were there and not there at the same time, so, or they were there and not there at the same time. So that's what I would say. Maybe they're changing the doctors or people helping you out with that procedure as they're doing it. Or maybe they're coming and going real fast, and there's no continuity between what they're doing, and the energy of each moment to the next could be completely different. Kind of what it feels
it really felt so disconcerting. Like, the whole time I felt like I was having an out-of-body experience, and I just couldn't stop crying. And I just didn't know really what it was, but that really feels like that's what was happening, Ron. Like, it was just a whole bunch of different timeline shifts. And it was really weird, because I felt, like you just said, like I was there, that I had been there before, but I was also like, wow, it was happening to me. Like, I wasn't there at all, like, or was trying to get away or something, or was, like, having an unpleasant reaction to whatever it was they were doing or, like, had done in the past.
Yep, that's what it feels like. Things are just not settling in. So if anybody out there does feel strange, it's because you know, the timelines are not being solidified yet. They're still kind of in flux, and everything is kind of weird. And you may be seeing other timelines coming in, too, that's supposed to be here that aren't there. And it just seems a little weird. So life is weird right now for everything and everybody. It's interesting. At the expo, there was a booth a couple of doors from me, and they had something, I forgot what it stated on it. It was on the end, but they had a clone replica of something about the new wellness or something on their display sign. And it looked like one of those robotic type of images of a person on a silhouette, which was kind of weird. So I even asked the lady who was running the booth, there's a bunch of them in there, probably all taking turns. I explained to her what was going on, and she goes, yeah, boy, she goes, I first thought it looked like a light body. Now that I look at it, it looks really strange. Why would they use that to promote new wellness? Well, it's not new wellness for us. Wellness for the artificial intelligent bodies that are in here that are known as true clones.
Well, you know, Ron, that's really interesting. And in terms of clones, I had two things to share that were a little paranormal. Just in talking to people, like just talking to my sister today, and she's just like can't figure out what's wrong with her manager at work. She's like, he's just totally like absent-minded. He's never there. He's always out. She can never find him. He does his job completely wrong. And it was really interesting because I'm thinking, oh yeah, sounds like just like a clone. And a bad manager, but also a clone. And then a neighbor of ours came over the other day, and she was talking about her daughter, who she said suddenly seemed and was behaving like a completely different person. Like they had pretty much gotten along, and all of a sudden the daughter started acting like a completely different person and, you know, told her to get out of the house and like threw her bag out on the corner. And I was just going, oh my gosh, like that sounds really strange. But yeah, she actually said it herself. Like she said she's a different person. So kind of interesting. And then, you know, so those are just the two things that I've heard from people recently about the clone.
Yeah. Very interesting. So I just wonder if that meteor could have been something that may have been shot down, you know. In place of a meteor, maybe it was something else that hit the ground, you know.
Right. They're calling it. That's what they're calling it. But, I mean, we don't really know what it is.
Yeah. So it could have been a UFO that was shot down, maybe, and it could have caused some problems. Let's do a clearing for radiation for people. Maybe the gentleman who called in earlier, that finger experience. Sometimes the aliens have a different type of radiation that could be harmful to us, too. So let's just do a radiation clearing to see if that helps anybody. Here we go. Maybe you could be getting radiation on a timeline, possibly. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I mentioned kind of on other shows that sometimes if you do have a replica in you that's brand new here, you may find yourself eating different types of food, or doing things that are kind of out of the ordinary to what you would normally do. So if you're somehow experiencing maybe going someplace or going to a store and you see something there that you have purchased that is completely out of your norm, you wouldn't really know that too much, but the people around you might say, gee, you know, this person hates pickles and they're buying a jar of pickles. I wonder why they're doing that, you know, or something like that. So if you have something that's kind of weird that people comment on, then very possibly you may not be the same one that you were before, and maybe you have a replica with you. So hopefully it's not a 100% real clone, but some people are, there's a lot of stuff shifting now, so they could be copy and pasting these things on us. It's like a backpack, and we could be perfectly fine here, but they're trying to bring us into a cloned reality. And you may have that clone interacting with you in your space, kind of like another hologram, and you might be put toward the back of the hologram where you're not seen, and the new replica could be in your place doing weird things. So that could be a possibility of what could be happening to a lot of people. So you might look at that, everybody, and just kind of see. I guess I'll turn it back over to either Elizabeth, if she's still on, or Carrie here.
Yes, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm still on, but that's really all I had to share, and just wanted to thank you for all the clearings, Ron, and really, Ron and Carrie, appreciate you both listening tonight. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for calling. Yeah, there have been quite a few people typing into the FOSS chat that things are very strange at the moment, and they don't feel right, and they're just really weird. So I think most of us are feeling all this peculiar stuff that's going on, and there certainly is a lot of that happening. So, Ron, we have a question. Somebody is missing the sun today, they say. So they're wondering if you could do a sample healing for that.
Okay, so let's...
cloudy where they are.
Yeah, let's bring in... hopefully they're doing the gray sky clearing. If you're not doing that, then it's a free clearing on the website on the left-hand side. Just look for gray sky clearing. It'll say free after it, and you know, do that clearing. But here we go. Let's bring in some of the sun energy. This will be the real sun energy for you. Here we go. Remember, you don't know what hologram they're using to give you the sun. So, like I said, everything now is kind of in flux and changing. I don't know exactly what's real or what reality is for energies around us. So what's really real? Before we had a good you know, handle on everything because everything was sort of predictable. Now it's all over the place, which is just the way it is until something gets solidified here. I don't know if they're bringing in different samples of different types of energy to see which one seems to... work the best for most people? I don't know, you know. But here we go. This will be the real sun energy. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, we've got a request for the peaceful sleeping water. So maybe, Ron, if we can give people a little time to go get a glass of water, you want to do that toward the end of the show. We're about 15 minutes from the end here. And I'm pretty sure I heard a beep. Do we have another caller on the line?
Hello there.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Sari. Hi, Ron. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
I have another paranormal story.
Oh, goodness. You poor guy.
I know.
Go ahead.
It never ends. A few nights ago, I went to sleep, and then... what I thought was a dream, and then I figured later on I must have been on a timeline, okay, in the dream. I met this woman, I guess I'm going to say a timeline. I was on a timeline. I met this woman. She looked familiar because she looked like someone that we all know in Hollywood, okay?
Uh-huh.
She said to me, "Are you from around here?" She was with someone else that I didn't recognize. She said she was wearing a pink dress, and she said her name was Marilyn Monroe, okay, and she looked like her. Then she said to me, "Do I know this place in California?" And I said, "No, I don't, because I'm not from there," okay? Then I woke up that morning. I had to buy some groceries. I went to the grocery store. Within 5 minutes of walking into the grocery store, you're not going to believe what song came over the loudspeakers, Hotel California. Okay?
That's good.
And then I said, aha. Uh-huh. So I said, oh, they're tracking me. then I was aware of it, you know, I was conscious of it. I get online to pay for my groceries. The lady standing to my left, you know, everybody's on their iPhone. She takes out her iPhone. Something tells me, turn, you know, look at her phone, and she's got the number on her phone. The clock read 333. So I remember what you were saying, Ron, when numbers like that come up, you know, like 111, 444, well, the clock read 333. So I went home, I did a satellite timeline crash, and I've been doing, well, three different clearings every day. So that's it. I just wanted to share that with you. Maybe you have some insight.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things. It's just the tracking numbers there. I'm surprised you didn't happen to see Marilyn on a tabloid or something, you know. I can explain one thing. At the expo, somebody was talking about a situation with clones. So I'll just kind of go into that a little bit here. That the person somehow had the exact change. And the exact change for a product that they were buying happened to be $3.99. So all of you may know that it's kind of hard to have $3.99, you know, the exact change for that, and small change, you know, 99 cents, but they had it. So they gave the cashier $3.99 in coins. Well, guess what? The clone that was taking the money wasn't programmed to take 99 cents. So they wanted the person to give them $4 so they could get back a penny. But they couldn't figure out that, you know, or even probably could, maybe they couldn't count to 99, you know. So that's one of those interesting things that is going on here.
I remember you saying, Hotel California.
Yeah, help, yep, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave, and it starts off down a long, dusty highway, you know? So, yeah, the Hotel California thing is quite interesting, you know?
Okay,
and,
thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thank
what I'll
you,
do
Barry.
For people just to, well, we'll do water charging in about a minute, just to show you how the programs are working. What we'll do is I'll release this I did at the expo, and people were probably shocked. So I want you to all say your name out loud, first name, and then I'll take away the vowels, which is A-E-I-O-U. So right now, say your first name, and just say it again so you know how it sounds, because it resonates with your body. And here we go. I'm going to release the A, that's released, A-E, released, I, released, and O, released, O, and U, released. So A-E-I-O-U, they're all released now. There we go. And now say your name. And your name, as you say it, you know, just kind of like maybe look around like, why am I saying this name? So it's not going to resonate with your body. And that's the way that you're controlled from the get-go, because you all have a name. And if you have a nickname that you're using, let's do that one now. Some people have a nickname for you. And it may or may not be as strongly controlled as the other name, but we'll see. So do your nickname now if you have one. And here we go. So A released, A-E released, I released, O released, and U released, A-E-I-O-U released. There we go. And just say that name if you have one, and that should also not resonate with you. Well, let's get your glass of water, everybody. We'll do the water charging for this here. And I guess we're going to do the peaceful, restful, sleeping water.
Mm-hmm.
So if you happen to be somewhere else and you have to go to work, then that's a different story. Then it'll be life force to, you know, give you a little more energy. But it's your choice here. Here we go, everybody. So hold it in your hand. You might feel your hand kind of pulsate or buzz a little bit as your spirit connects to it, as the energy comes into you, go into your spirit, down your arms, and out your hands. Here we go. So we use the word stronger to do this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And just thinking, if any of you people are, you know, like in transit or something, you know, maybe you're driving your car maybe 50 miles to work or something, or you're going someplace maybe over the weekend here, take note of the timelines where you're living, the grid lines, because they could be completely different. You might enter into a town next to yours, and it might, like, be going into the twilight zone. You may just all of a sudden see the sign where you're going into a different town, and you're going to feel yourself cross over that grid line where the town starts and the other one ended, and you might feel completely different. Everything now is being changed. So it's quite interesting to experience that. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thanks, Ron. So we have a request for a clearing for all those repeat numbers that were just mentioned. And, of course, we can use the nasal barcode clearing for that. If you haven't got that clearing or haven't done that clearing, that's a very, very important clearing to do. So maybe, I don't know, Ron, if you'd like to do a sample on one of the numbers that was mentioned by Raymond.
Yeah, so let's, if you have any numbers that you see all the time, 333, 1111, 111, or, you know, 1234, you know, whatever you see reoccurring all the time, we'll just release that from you. So you need to maybe write down or at least consider, you know, concentrate on those numbers right now of what you're seeing all the time, which is a way that they're actually validating their program that's mind controlling you. Oh, here we go. One, two, releasing these. One, two, three, four, and five. These numbers are released right now for you. So you may feel an energy leave you. I can't guarantee you're not ever going to see those numbers again. But at least right now, that program by whoever put that on you with the numbers are gone. So hopefully you're feeling good. So let's do a clearing here. And remember, you guys want to shrink wrap all the time, too, to keep your body energy, you know, more sacred for yourself. And that's to take your auric field, the energy that your body emits, and put it right to your skin. Just command your body to do this. It's real simple. Just say, body, take my auric field and put it right to my skin, because I don't want to be slimed by anybody who walks in and out of my auric field. And I don't want to take on their stuff, their emotional dramas and traumas that they're transmitting all around them to bring people into their life. And also, you don't want to give them your stuff either. So that's what you want to do. So what we're going to do is clear an 11 here. Sometimes people see 11 a lot, 11-11. So that one's pretty common. So let's just release that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, our show is probably going to be ending in a couple of minutes here, so back to you, Carrie.
All right, so I just want to remind everybody that this coming Sunday, the 17th, we have the second of the three Sunday intensive phone calls, 8-hour conference calls that you can be on all day, part of the day, or absentee for the whole thing. If you haven't signed up, you still can. There are two of those left, and you will be on the Lightship for the rest of the month. Ron's next expo, Ron just completed the one in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo, and the New Life Expo is coming up in March, and that's the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So if you weren't able to make it out to L.A., you have an opportunity next month to see Ron in New York and talk to him in person and go to his free free workshops and lectures, and spend time in the Light Infusion Chamber, which is a real treat. So the next show this week will be tomorrow night, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, also on Station 2 here on bbsradio.com. And excuse me, that's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And what else, Ron? I think that's everything. We've got our water charge. Thank you very much for that. And I think that's it for me. So I will say good night. Thanks for all the samples, and thanks to all of you who called in tonight.
And also, everybody, do that new Galactic Federation clearing on the website. It's a free clearing, a whole lifetime clearing first, and then you do unlimited. And get on that to get the Galactic Federation energies off of you. And if you happen to be pro-alien here listening and you go, oh, what's Ron talking about? Well, try that clearing. And you'll realize that, wow, they got me. So do that clearing, and you're probably going to feel better, maybe lighter. You're going to feel densities leave you, energetic cordings that they're connecting you with. So the proof's in the pudding. So just try that, and you're going to feel much more at ease. So I'll say blessings, everybody. See you tomorrow night. And then we'll also see you hopefully on the Saturday 8-hour call at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So blessings. Thank you, everyone. Good evening.